everybody. My name is Kristen, and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. Your host tonight is married with 4 kids, and she's been helping families in the financial services industry for the last 9 years. She's here to share her story and her passion. Here is the great Clarissa Fleming. Take it away, Clarissa.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much for having me tonight. I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys and telling you a little bit about this amazing opportunity. I am a mom of 4. I'm actually a homeschool mom. My husband is a disabled vet, so he's home with our kiddos while I do this business pseudo full time because I'm homeschooling. So, you know, that takes up some time too. But tonight's outline is really going to talk about what we do for our customers, our business model, our technology, which is an important part in this 2021 world we're in, the market, and our products, last but not least, compensation. So what do we do for our customers? Number one, would you like to know what your financial independence number is? Probably like, yeah, because I've never heard of it before. Well, everyone's goal is to eventually have enough money that they don't have to work for it anymore, right? So your FIN defines that amount for your family. Maybe you're a $4,000 a month household, maybe you're a $10,000 a month household. That's going to determine how much money you need in order to retire. So let's say you're 30 years old and your goal is to retire by age 60 with a rough income of $100,000 a year. Well, you know that little thing called inflation? Yeah, 30 years ago, things were a lot cheaper. It's going to go the same way in the future. 30 years, things are going to be a lot more expensive. So in 30 years to have the same buying power as $100,000, you're actually going to need $243,000 just to buy the same amount of stuff. So when you look at that, the money then needs to last for 30 or more years, because that's a really long vacation that you're planning on with your retirement. So looking at that, your FIN is $2.624 million in order to retire like you would off $100,000 a year. I know, sounds scary, but trust me, we can get you there. And how we do it is by creating a plan with an exact step-by-step guide. So the first thing you need to know is you would have to save $1,421 a month for 30 years at an average return of 9%, and that would put you right on target. But if you didn't know that number, you didn't know how much you need to save, all right, forget it. I'm never retiring. It's not happening. Not going to do it. I'm going to try. That's why the information is so key to have, so you don't just throw up your hands in the air. Step two, map your route to get there. Just like anymore, we would never leave home without our GPS, right? It's strapped to us. I know I have like a heart attack if I leave my phone at home anywhere. And the problem for most people is this is what we're doing with our money. We don't have a clear direction. We get our checks, we get our paychecks, our income, and money's going in lots of directions. Some are great, some are not great. Some are, where did it go, right? So what we need is not to be so confused about how to do this. We need a path, we need a plan. So the solution is cutting edge digital tool that works like a GPS, but it's for your money. Just like when you're driving, if you hit traffic or you hit road construction or the kids need a bathroom break, you've got to reroute to your original destination. It's the same thing with your financial GPS. You're going to have speed bumps. You're going to have hurdles. You're going to have college maybe was more expensive than you planned. Maybe the kids want to go to an expensive summer camp. Or maybe you have to take care of mom and dad. Those things are going to cause some bumps in your financial journey. And you're going to need someone to help you reroute in order to still get to your goal. So step three, get educated and build a financial house. This is key for so many Americans, guys. The first thing is protecting your income and your assets. I know, not glamorous. This is life insurance. Why? Because the foundation is the most critical. If you lose a breadwinner, you've got to make that budget work on half the income. Or even if they're not working, childcare is pricey. You know, trying to replace that is not easy. Then budget, making sure you've got a written budget. Now, so many people tell me, oh yeah, I got a budget. No. Spending the money on the bills and then spending what's left, that's not a budget. That's simply paying your bills on time. Budget is a plan of action for every penny that you bring in. Same thing with an emergency fund. It's really critical to have an emergency fund, and 2020 really woke all of us up to that. Next, accelerate paying off the debt. paying off your debt is critical to get to financial independence. You're not going to be able to save millions if you can't pay off $30,000 in credit card debt. Next, home ownership. Now, don't get me wrong. You do not have to wait till you're completely debt-free to buy a house, but you do want to have it under control. You want to have a plan to pay it off, and you want to have a control on it so it's not just building on yourself. That is not when you want to add a new big debt like a mortgage. Then retirement and college savings. These are also critical elements. Now, first rule money is don't take turn down free money. So if you've got a 401k with a match from your employer, take advantage of that at any point. Do that the whole way. But outside of that, really attack this part once you've got these other things kind of in order. Then your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. Maybe you want a helicopter, maybe you want a yacht. That's fine as long as it fits in your financial house so you don't end up losing it down the way because you're not insulated. How do you do all this? You use the financial GPS tool, your financial defense and offense for all of these elements. So next, let's implement it. So we're going to, again, go over all these steps with a new client so that they understand how they can get ahead in this. What if you could provide a plan like this for existing clients and future clients and earn upfront and residual income every time you help somebody? Trust me, people are so grateful and they are thrilled that somebody can come in and show them step by step what it takes in order to do it. So the bottom line is the need is there. You know, Business 101 says find a need and fill it and create opportunities for others. And you're going to make money. People need what we have to offer. And that is the first rule of having a great business. We know there's a need. Are there financial concepts helpful for everyone? I think everyone would agree, yes. Can you see why our clients love us? Absolutely. I tell you what, I live in the country and I've had clients crying on my shoulder, handing me baked goods and chicken eggs when I leave them because they're so thrilled to get on track with their finances. And can you see the opportunity this creates for so many? Next is the new business model. So there are 5 scary pandemic economic stats that really have come to light. You know, nearly 39 million people have found unemployment. It's the highest since the Great Depression. How many times have you heard, well, I have a great job? Well, that's lovely, but great jobs ended up ending too. Lots of people got laid off simply because their employers had no choice. Maybe their doors were shut, or maybe they worked in an industry that was literally shut down by the government. You know, if you were a hairdresser, you couldn't cut hair. You were out of work, period. More Americans are having trouble paying their rent, mortgages as well, but with rent, 1 in 5 are missing making their payments on time. And over 100,000 small businesses are permanently closed due to the pandemic. I see it in my small town all the time. You look up and down Main Street and so many businesses have just shut their doors. It's really heartbreaking. At least 16.2 million people have lost their health insurance. And in a health crisis, the last thing you want is not to be able to go to the doctor. 40% of people in households earning less than 40,000 lost a job. We all saw that it was the people that were the hourly workers that got hit the hardest. A lot of, you know, white collar workers that maybe work for the government, especially where I am, they just telecommuted. Nothing really changed. So what did we learn from the pandemic? We need multiple sources of income. That is critical. It's not just earning income, but how you earn the income that really matters. And your industry must be pandemic proof. I had one client, for example, they had multiple streams. They had a tanning booth, they had a hair salon, and they had a massage parlor. And all 3 were shut down. So it's not always just having multiple streams. You got to know where to put that. So it's really critical to keep that in line. So with us, there's 4 ways to earn income. I'm sorry, not with us, just in general, there's 4 ways to earn income. One is an employee. So this means you're trading time for dollars. You go in, you get a paycheck, you clock out. Self-employed, you own a job. Now this one might surprise you. Dentists, doctors, lawyers, all those people, if they're not serving clients, they're not getting paid. So they're self-employed. House painters, all those people. A business owns a system. So a lot of people say they have a business, but they have to clock in every day and do a lot of the work. So they're really more self-employed. A business is a system where they don't have to be there and the money is generated for them. An investor has money working for him or her, and he enjoys complete freedom and really can live the dream because they don't have to be involved in the day-to-day operations of things. From work from home, really has become the new model and really the new standard in America anymore. IBM conducted a survey among 25,000 people to gauge how, you know, perspectives about work, transportation, leisure had changed since coronavirus. 54% of adults want to work remotely most of the time after the pandemic. People just got used to it. They do not want to have to get up, gas up the car, and commute into the city or into wherever for a job. Some areas, which I'm sure are similar to where I live, just outside of Metro DC, it's 2 hours normally one way for a commute. Working from home can make workers happier and save employees and employers money, not paying for office space and overhead. Of those surveyed, 75% said they would like to continue to work from home in at least a partial capacity, while 40% of respondents said they feel strongly their employer should give employees the choice to opt into remote work. I know I have definitely taken advantage of the fact that I don't have to drive anywhere. I just come right down to my office in the front of my home, and here I am for the day. So our business model, what if you could own a legitimate professional business that you can work from home, totally online, no real overhead, 80% of North America is in your market, no products to buy, assembling or shipping, you're not storing your, you know, makeup bottles over on the side, guys, you're a professional career, and work when you want and as often as you want. That's really the dream, and that's our business model. So what if you could own a legitimate professional business that also provides a scalable marketing and business system, utilizes the latest technology, is an intangible product that requires a professional license or several after you've been here a while, and has a multi-billion dollar product support system. 99% of our reps started as a sideline with no experience in financial services. That was me. We have three career paths here. You can, to begin with, start as a referral partner and receive referral commissions. Maybe you've already got a great client base as a realtor or as a mortgage advisor. That'd be a great side hustle in order to use the client base you've already established. Active part-time, creating a consistent weekly income helping people, you know, 10 to 20 hours a week. Or full-time, change careers quickly and earn $10,000 plus monthly just by helping families with their finances. So what's our market? Life insurance market in the United States, about 60% of all people in the United States were covered by some type of life insurance in 2019, according to the study. Among those with life insurance, about 1 in 5 say they don't have enough. See it all the time. You've got 4 kids, a mortgage, and you've got $50,000 worth of life insurance. Not going to go very far. Half of all adults visited a life insurance website and or sought life insurance information online in 2018. Almost 1 in 3 purchased or attempted to purchase life insurance online, which makes you wonder sometimes what you're going to get if you go to the online website search. Consumers overestimate the cost of life insurance, especially younger generations. 44% of millennials overestimate the cost by 5 times the actual amount. And half of all consumers say they are more likely to purchase life insurance if priced without a physical examination. People don't like having to go to the doctor. It's an age-old thing. We don't want to have blood work, especially the guys. It's kind of funny. Always the guys that don't want to do the blood work. So the financial services market in the United States. Financial markets in the United States are the largest and most liquid in the world. No real surprise there, right? In 2018, finance and insurance represented 7.4% or $1.5 trillion of gross domestic product. Let's be real. Finance is the most lucrative industry to be in the world. It's literally about money. Asset management, the U.S. asset management subsector is unrivaled in its depth and diversity. U.S. asset managers are currently meeting the pension management needs of over 60% of the global retirement market. So that's the global, but they're all being handled in the U.S. here. The total U.S. retirement assets were approximately $68.2 trillion at the end of 2019. That's only gone up. Moreover, if insurance assets and mutual funds are included, U.S. asset managers hold nearly $51 trillion of long-term conventional assets under management. That's a lot of money, guys. That's all being handled. And then look at the mortgage market in the U.S. In 2020, the size of the U.S. mortgage market is $11.05 trillion as measured by outstanding mortgages. And there's going to be more coming. Houses, as you know, are a hot commodity right now. home purchase mortgages, as opposed to like refis, will increase from $1.27 trillion in 2019 to $1.31 trillion in 2020. They're going to keep going up. There will be about 6.24 million home sales in 2020. Now, I don't know if we finalize those figures. You know, the government is, they never get them that quick out to us, but I'd be interested to see where that number lands after 2020. This total is comprised of about 5.52 million sales of existing homes and 626,000 sales of newly constructed homes. You're probably seeing it too. A lot of people are building homes because the market is just so hot, they can't get one for sale. They're going too quick. And having the right mortgage is a part of the foundation of a solid financial plan, making sure you don't have a bad one. It's not going to balloon or it's not too high of a rate. Our technology, this is another key element, how our business system works. Our technology allows you to work from anywhere with immediate feedback. What does that mean? Technology drives the business and really helps you put all the pieces together without having to have a full-scale office to do everything in. 12-part customer education series and the Join the Team presentation online that you're watching right now is a great tool to use in your business. Personal links to invite prospects so that it's customized. It's not just a generic, it's personalized from you. And then one-on-one follow-up with Zoom and online applications. These are key elements, guys, and you've got it right here. 3 licenses to obtain. You really need to put the time in, but they are well worth it. The first one is your life insurance license. This is kind of the baby license, I say. It's not that hard. In most states, you can actually study in a weekend or definitely a week, and then you just have to take a test depending on the state and obtain your life insurance license. The next is your securities license. These are more advanced, but they help you with everything from 401ks to IRAs, child accounts, 529s, all of that you can help a client with this license. Next is a mortgage originator. This really helps you when you run into a client who maybe they have a 5% loan and you know what? They just haven't taken the time to do their refi. You can very quickly help them figure out what rate they can qualify for and get them in a new mortgage that helps with their budget and their overall financial plan. So this turnkey training system, you can access anywhere. All training is through Zoom. It's recorded and posted to a podcast for future learning because sometimes we just need to hear it twice. We need to be able to take notes. That's why it's always available for replay. Weekly fundamentals training every Sunday night, weekly marketing training every Tuesday morning, and monthly kickoff meetings every second Saturday of the month. The one thing you cannot say is that there's not enough training. It's just how much time do you have to watch it all? Because there's so much and it's all amazing training. Online licensing training, life, securities, and mortgage. This is also a key element. In most states, especially with COVID, you can do all your studying for your licenses right online. You don't have to go to a classroom. So here's a little bit more about our products. Look at these amazing companies that we represent. So many major providers. You've seen them advertised: Lincoln Financial, AIG, Franklin Templeton, Quicken Loans. These are high profile quality companies that have chosen to partner with us in order to make sure that our clients get the best possible products and the best possible solutions. Now we have 3 primary products along with 6 secondary products. First one is term life insurance. I know it's not glamorous, but life insurance is the key foundation block. And you really have to have it in line before you go up from there. Mutual funds and annuities. Think retirement accounts, emergency funds, all that kind of stuff. That's where these products are going to come in play. Next, mortgages. If you've got a mortgage, you really want to make sure you've got the best rate, you've got the best term, you understand it. You don't want to end up in one of these, you know, zero interest and suddenly you've got a balloon payment in 5 years you didn't see coming. Compensation, that's the next thing. How am I getting paid? I know we love helping people, but we wouldn't be here if we weren't trying to make a bit of a living with it. So 9 products allow us to earn compensation. Some are front-end earnings, which means you can be paid as little as 24 hours after doing business. Others are repeat customers. So maybe they renew different products and that enables you to earn an additional commission. Residual ongoing income. Once you've built up some client base, you actually have clients that will continue to be money earners or compensation earners for you for years and years to come. And then override income. This is a great way, again, to build a residual income. and then qualify for ownership. You can actually will your business to your children, to your spouse, and create a family legacy. Those are all huge elements. So the life insurance compensation, what you earn. Let's go through this in detail. It's based on one term transaction per week in this example. Total annual income of $28,704. That's not bad for just doing one sale a week, right? Applicants can be completed in as little as 20 minutes. It really doesn't take long to submit one for a client. And applicants can be taken through Zoom online. It's very quick and easy, and thank goodness for technology, right? Investment compensation, what you earn. Well, let's look at this. Let's say you do a $300,000 rollover. For some of you, that might seem like a lot, but you're going to run into it more and more. I run into them now all the time. So produce one rollover per month, just one. That's going to give you an annual income of $53,000 just by doing one rollover a month, 12 a year. It does not include the residuals, the recurring or repeat investments that will come from those kind of investments. And again, applicants can be taken through Zoom online and take 30 minutes or less really to fill out. Mortgage compensation, what you earn on this one. Well, let's say it's a $300,000 mortgage and you produce two loans per month. That's going to give you an annual income of about $39,000. Does not include investment transactions as a result of the loan. And again, they can be taken through Zoom online in as little as 30 minutes. And you know what? People are thrilled that you help them with the process. So building your own brokerage firm. This is the most interesting. What you earn. So let's say you do 10 term life policies per week because now you have an office. That equals a $224,000 annual income. So not pie in the sky numbers, guys. This is actual fact numbers. Let's say you do 10 rollovers per month because your office is generating that much. That's another $258,000 of annual income. Total income, $483,000. Simply by doing 10 investments a month from your office, not you personally, and 10 policies per week. That's a big deal. It does not, again, include residuals, recurrings, or repeat investments. So how do I get started? Well, we pay for all your life insurance and securities, licensing, and training fees, about $1,300 of value. It comes with a completing an independent business application, pretty much the legal mumbo jumbo, making sure that you're going to do everything right and ethical and really help your clients the best of your abilities. You do have to pay for your background check and $25 a month for the sales tools, which is awesome, because now instead of having to keep client documents on your desk, you scan them straight into a secure database that takes care of all of that for you, and you don't have to worry about it. Next, implement your own financial plan, because you know what? If you're going to teach others, you need to use these tools for yourself as well. And then plug into the system. First thing you've got to do is learn how to do it. So submitting your background check and then figuring out how to do the system. So questions, does anyone have any questions? If so, please reach out to the people that asked you here tonight or reach out to us directly, and we are happy to help you in any way. And I hope that you'll be joining me as a teammate.